Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 9 of the healing sessions, freeing your soul through the second meditation of the day. Now, several of the meditations that we've practiced over these several lessons, there's a scientific element to them. Early in the process, when we practiced the breathe and relax, breathe and release healing body scan, we actually experienced scientifically validated physical and emotional healing. There's powerful scientific research that has proved that 56 days, 8 weeks of practicing this type of meditation can actually change the physical structure of your brain, and in so doing, change your physiology, help to heal you, change your emotional mindset so that you receive and perceive the world differently. And so I would encourage you, through all these meditations, practice them 2, 3, 5, 10, 56 times in a row, and you will feel that shift. And feel free to post your progress as you move throughout the process. The meditation we're going to practice today is a very, very powerful one. This scientific study was created by Dr. Sarah Lazar. She's a researcher of psychology at Massachusetts General and a professor in psychology at Harvard Medical School. And her jam is exploring the neural mechanisms underlying the benefits of meditation. Pretty cool to have her on our side. And so today we're going to practice really one of the most powerful ones. And again, I would encourage you to come back day after day after day and practice this technique 56 times, and you will be a different person on day 57. That's a guarantee. It's scientifically proven. So let me share just a little bit of detail without going too deep into the science. So this technique actually impacts and strengthens the coupling between the neural regions associated with sensory awareness and perception. To get real technical, it impacts the insula and the pregenual anterior cingulate. Essentially, what's that? It's all about our executive function, our emotional regulation, and our cognitive process. By impacting these regions of the brain, it facilitates our concept of self-awareness, awareness of our bodies, and awareness of our emotions, so we can be better decision makers and better experience life. So if you're looking to level up, free your soul, and make better decisions, these meditations, and specifically this one, practice it for 56 days, and you will show up as a better witness right before you make a choice. And also, a lot more accepting of yourself, accepting of others, and accepting the world around you. Now, this is a body scan, so let's get comfortable. Feel free to lie down during this process. Remember, comfort is queen. And if you'd like to sit in an easy chair or on the couch, feel free to do that. Get as comfortable as possible. I'm going to get as comfortable as possible right here. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. Allow your eyelids to gently float closed. And continue to breathe. And continue to witness your breath. Now I'm going to guide you through this body scan, and throughout the process, you need do nothing other than drifting your attention to the part of your body that I guide you to, and then witness and accept. That's it. Don't breathe into it, don't relax it, don't do anything with it. This body scan has been proven simply by directing our attention to a part of the body and then witnessing it and accepting it. Everything in our life shifts. So let's begin. Let's drift our attention right now to our toes and simply witness and accept. Witness and accept. And now to the soles of your feet, and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. And now to your heels, and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. And now to your ankles, and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your calves, and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your shins, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. And now to your knees, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your thighs, and witness and accept. Simply witness and accept. To your hamstrings, and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your hips, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your tush, and just witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your lower back, and witness and accept. Witness and accept. And now to your middle back, and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. Drift your attention to your pelvis, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your lower belly, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your solar plexus, your diaphragm, your Manipura chakra, and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To that place right where your rib cage meets, and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your heart, your sweet, tender heart. And witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To a sadness, something you're holding in your heart, and simply witness and accept. To a grievance or a grudge you're holding against somebody else, simply witness and accept. Witness and accept. To something you said that you wish you could take back, just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To something you did that you wish you could undo, just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To something you took personally today, just witness and accept. Simply witness and accept. To something you forgot to do that you've been beating yourself up over, and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To a decision you made, good or bad, and just witness and accept. Now drift your attention to your shoulders and simply witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your upper back and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your arms and scan them from your shoulders down to your fingertips ever so slowly and just witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your neck, which has been holding your head up all day long, working so hard, and just witness and accept. Simply witness and accept. To your jaw, just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your cheeks and witness and accept. Simply witness and accept. To your lips and witness and accept. Witness and accept. to your teeth and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your tongue and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To the tip of your nose and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your nostrils and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To the bridge of your nose and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To your ears and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your eyelashes and witness and accept. Simply witness and accept. To your eyelids and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your eyeballs and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. Your eyebrows and witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your third eye and just witness and accept. Witness and accept. To your forehead and witness and accept. Witness and accept. Wrap around to the back of your head and just witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To the crown of your head and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. To the hair on your head and witness and accept. Just witness and accept. And now ever so slowly scan your body from the crown of your head straight down through every aspect of your being, right down to your toes. And anytime you face any constriction, irritation, or pain, just witness and accept. Feel free to do it in slow motion right here. I'll wait. now float up to the top of the room that you're in. Gaze down upon yourself. See your physical body. See your astral body, your energetic body. See your whole life. All the choices you've made. All the nourishing and non-nourishing aspects. Gaze down on that physical, emotional, energetic body that you see. And simply witness and accept. Just witness and accept. And let's stay in this space just for a little bit here. As we gaze down upon our body, witnessing and accepting. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let that go. Let's do that again. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And now feel free to wiggle your toes a little bit. Feel free to wiggle your fingers a little bit. You may want to stretch or move. You've just gone through a solid 20 minutes of witnessing and accepting. And the science is in. You'll start to feel the results of this instantly. But again, I encourage you to come back to this meditation 55 more times and keep awakening your ability to witness and leveling up your ability to accept. So much of the pain and suffering in our lives is from resisting what is. And when we can cultivate our ability to witness and accept, life takes new meaning. Joy takes hold, and we begin to experience a new lightness of being. Be gentle with yourself. It may not seem like this was too intense, but trust me, do not operate heavy machinery. We want to be gentle with ourselves. We want to be kind to ourselves after we've just gone through such a deep catharsis and surrender. Feel free to comment. Let's keep this dialogue going. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. I'll see you tomorrow, and I'll see you in the gap before that. Namaste.